Blog Talk Radio.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bet.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it going? We should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
Well, this is Peter Paul Brizola. I'm waiting for my guest, Patrick Butler, to call in. I hope there's been no problem. They've had this these horrible weather back east, and of course it hasn't been global warming, which we all wish, even us out here on the West Coast. I wish Gore was right about that. In fact, the only global warming we're seeing, and very few people know about this, is that his high-rise, where he has this huge hot tub, and you will see this on Amicus Veritas on our video, YouTube Video Verite segment. Those of you who own Toyotas or know somebody who does, there's two Toyota scandals. One they're not talking about, which is on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas. One is an accident which we witnessed, the new Shadow and I, where a new Toyota was on its hood, its roof, and it looked like it had been broadsided. Maybe the brakes failed. We still haven't got the complete report on it, but anyway, it's up there and it may be part of the recall. We personally, last summer, had a incident with a new Toyota, a rental, where it suddenly went into gear when it was stopped. And luckily, I was able to hit the emergency brake and turn it off before we went out into the road. And it was a rental car, and unfortunately, few people knew about the problem at the time, or at least it wasn't publicized. And when we brought the vehicle back to the rental agency, we brought mentioned this, and the guy poo-pooed it, and so we'll deal with that later, because this is much more extensive and dangerous than people were aware of at the time, and maybe there may be more problems. And I understand that even when these Toyotas have been brought to the dealers for the recall and repair, that one guy was on Fox TV this morning saying that still has a problem and it's not fixed. So it's interesting. He said they added a part from Japan. Now, I was told that we have out here, up here in Northern California, the NUMI, N-U-M-I, collaboration with General Motors and Toyota, and there's a plant in Kentucky where that may be where these defective vehicles are coming in. Oh, he's right in. Let me call. Let me put him on. Hello?
Hello?
Patrick, I've been worried about you. You missed our thing, politics and poker. How are you? Patrick? 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 What's going on here? Patrick, can you hear me? Pat? What's going on? Patrick? Oh, damn it. Patrick, can you hear us? You're on air. Patrick? What the hell is the problem? Patrick, you are on air. I don't know what's going on here. Patrick. Oh, damn it. Excuse my French. He called in, and then something happened, and we'll try again. Let me do this and then try to get him back. Patrick, I hope you're calling in. You're supposed to be on air, and I don't know what's happened here. Oh, wait a minute. Let me... Oh, damn it. I don't know what's going on here. No, we don't want Skype. Hello, Patrick. Oh, doggone it. Patrick. Oh, well, our guy called in, and something happened. I don't know what happened. If there's a problem back east, I hope he tries to call back again. Okay, let's see. Trying again to get him up on this switchboard here. Oh, doggone it. He's tried. I don't know what the problem is here. Oh, doggone it. Let's see. No, we don't want to call this number. Patrick. Hello, Patrick. You are on air. I don't know what the problem is here. No, damn it. Oh, Lord. I don't... Oh, well, unfortunately, this has been a problem here with this switchboard. Anyway, we were going to talk about the latest problem here with General Blago and or Governor Blago, who Blagojevich, who came up in one of the newspapers today, and I don't know what the problem here is, and he's coined a phrase. He's coined a phrase called testicular politics, and he's coming in on the other number. Okay, let's see if this works. Hello?
Yeah, Peter.
Oh, Patrick, I'm glad. We had this problem with this switchboard. How you doing?
I'm outstanding. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, how's the weather back there? We don't miss it out here on the coast.
We're having relatively mild weather. It's in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the snow has disappeared, and
okay. We're
expecting a balmy weekend.
Okay, you're calling in on 773, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let me see if I can shut this other
one
off.
Yeah, I tried on another.
On the other one, 630. Okay, there's a problem with the switchboard. I'll see if I can work it out. Anyway, Blago, Governor, the former governor or ex-governor Blagojevich, was in the paper today about... He coined a phrase, I've never heard it before, testicular politics. Have you heard that?
Yes.
You
yes,
have?
I've heard that. Yes.
Okay, well, I have a rejoinder to that one. It's called Viagra politics. He thinks he's more potent than he is. Well, you can use that and quote me. But anyway, a lot of people are very upset with what we see out here and around the country is... the culture of corruption emanating not only from San Francisco, because it's dishonest graft and it's honest graft in Cook County. I think you'd agree with that. There's, people are going to do things, they do it, and if we could stop it, the voters and the residents could stop it, they can try. Out here, they're intimidated, they're accused of hate crime, and you don't understand. And, I mean, they really push the Alinsky operation to the max and then some. But what's going on in Cook County with the political situation? Burris, Blago, people are very upset with Mr. O, Obama, what's his name, Rahm Emanuel, and what's that woman's name, Sharkovsky?
Ann Schakowsky.
Her husband is an ex-felon?
Yes.
Okay, well, I guess that could apply to a lot of the politicians there.
Okay, first off, you should know that the other night, Rod Blagojevich was giving a lecture at Northwestern University on political ethics.
Okay.
Second thing you should know is there are rumors about that Rahm Emanuel is going to be coming back to Chicago probably within the next 6 to 8 months set himself up to run for mayor.
Is it that bad with Richard II?
Well, Richard II is no longer well liked.
Oh, finally, this is his third term, isn't it?
Fourth, I believe.
Oh my Lord!
What keeps Richard II in power is the fact that no one is in a position, financially or otherwise, to run against him.
What you need is a couple of million tons of snow and another Jane Byrne.
Well, yeah, but you still have to have the money necessary to wage a campaign which will get that message across to the public.
Oh, I see. So the media is in the bag and all that with him?
Well, it isn't that the media is in the bag. It's just as a matter of getting the message out.
Okay.
And remember, the first law of Butler, according to the Book of Patrick, he that tooteth not his own horn, the same shall not be tooted. And you have people who are potentially qualified, but if you can't wage a serious campaign, and you're talking for mayor, you're talking probably between $10 and $20 million, and that's a conservative estimate.
Patrick, we both remember Matthias Baller, Patty Baller, right? Is Chicago ready for reform? Huh?
No, Chicago is not ready for reform.
Or Cook County, I should say.
In Chicago, Cook County is not ready for reform. What it is ready for is an almost do-it-yourself kind of machine politics. Gone are the days when the mayor of Chicago and the president of the county board and others ruled a Democratic Party that could field foot soldiers all over the county and get virtually anyone elected. That's over now.
Oh, really? You don't mean to tell me that the voter registration office is honest?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's who controls the voter registration office. And the fact of the matter is that you have, think of it as the Roman Empire when it fell apart. The Roman Empire at one time was monolithic. You know, it was ruled mm-hmm. by a strong Caesar, an intimidated Senate at city council. And when it fell apart, you had various little kingdoms and satrapies and duchies and all of that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they let the barbarians in, too. Remember that?
The barbarians became part and parcel of the whole thing. Now, consider, for example, if you equate the barbarians who flocked into Rome, not necessarily to take over Rome, but to become part of the system.
Mm-hmm.
If you equate the barbarians with the people who have flocked into politics in Chicago to become part of the system, not to destroy it, but in their own way, they have changed it much the same way that the so-called barbarians changed the Roman Empire.
Now, what is the Roman Empire? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The Roman Empire didn't cease to exist, but the Roman Empire did change, eventually becoming smaller kingdoms, which were part of what later became the Holy Roman Empire, and with Charlemagne and France and Germany and all of that.
They kept the Roman, but not the empire.
it certainly wasn't holy.
a different type.
It was neither holy nor Roman, nor really was it an empire. But the truth of the matter is that we're going through that same kind of evolution now, where you still have power, but it evolves from different groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to get very politically incorrect, when Chicago was ruled by Richard I, a certain ethnic group dominated.
The
and,
Irish.
That's us, yes. However, that has since changed now, where you've got, you know, a black segment, you've got an Hispanic segment, you've got an ever-shrinking Polish segment. Now, think of that.
Where do the Jews fit in?
The
or if I can use that phrase.
The Jews, well, something wrong with...
well, some people get upset because, you know, they're supposed to be assimilated or cultural, and so I never know, you know, even sometimes, just to digress, they're opposed, the cultural ones are opposed to circumcision. Believe me.
Well, yeah, and, you know, you and I have had this discussion of, you know, what you consider to be the unkindest cut of all. And
expensive cut.
And, you know, my, the other end of the spectrum, you know, my battle cry is beware Smegma. And, there's an age-old debate on this particular subject.
Yeah, no, I was just kind of tongue-in-cheek, no pun intended. But now, here in San Francisco, the word, when I came out here permanently, the word was the Irish think they run, the Italians think they run the city, the Irish used to, but it's the Jews that make the decisions.
Well, when we last had this conversation, it was... WASPs in Chicago, the WASPs and the Jewish people own it, but the Irish run it. And, you know, that's no longer true today. I mean, you know, a lad from the old side has definitely got to make his or her own way. There isn't an organization which could pull you through and pull you up through the ranks.
Now, the Republican...
The only way that's not true, if you want to run for judge, be female, have an Irish name, preferably with two first names.
Oh, my God.
In other words,
God.
If your name were like Mary Kate O'Connor,
mm-hmm.
you know, get fitted for your robes because you're going to get elected.
Why is that?
Because people, first place, with judges... People don't know the judges. So they'll pick a name that sounds nice.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And what is nicer and cuter than Mary Kate O'Connor?
I got you. Okay. No. I thought it was the feminists and the lesbians and the... See, out here now, there's a big push. They've infiltrated the court clerks, the staff attorneys, and the judges. And, of course, we have this Prop 8 thing, which you probably heard about on the board, where the judge who is from Deerfield, Illinois, Vaughn Walker... I suspected a long time ago that he was gay, but he, you know, and now he's come out. I mean, he was outed by, of all things, the Chronicle, which is a gay Hearst paper. And so here he's making his decision on trying to overturn Prop 8, which the voters said marriage is between a man and a woman, and we have civic unions, which that should satisfy them, but it doesn't. But since we're short on time, Pat, what's the story on the Republicans? Are they going to take the Senate seat?
The Republicans are on life support.
What about this Mark Kirk? Is he going to take, I assume he's the nominee, am I correct?
Yeah.
And who's the Democrat he's going to run against?
The Democrat for governor? That would be Pat.
No, for U.S. Senate.
Oh, for U.S. Senate. Oh, Giannoulis. Pardon me. I forgot. I was looking at something else.
Okay.
Giannoulis is the scion of a banking family that owned, you may remember it, Broadway Bank.
Oh, yeah.
They're in what used to be that real cool antique shop on Broadway, which had in their front window once a desk which belonged to Tsar Alexander II. Anyway, that's been turned into the Giannoulis' bank, Broadway Bank. Now, Mark Kirk, who incidentally is a naval intelligence officer when he's not a member of Congress, Mark Kirk may actually have a shot at it this time for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
Giannoulis' bank is in deep, deep doo-doo.
Okay.
It may be belly up, so they say. By the time of the election in November.
Well, you know our theme song I played
Mark
it for
is
you.
Being, Mark Kirk is blaming Giannoulis.
Well, I understand Giannoulis is connected to Blago, or was. Is that accurate?
What?
that he was politically connected. There's a scandal involving Giannoulis and Blagojevich, or around, you know, that whole crowd. Is that accurate?
Well, I don't know about a scandal, but certainly Giannoulis and Blagojevich were certainly well acquainted. As a matter of fact, I was at one function where the two of them were talking like they had known each other for quite a while.
Mm.
And yeah, they've dealt, they've worked together. When Giannoulis first got into politics,
mm-hmm.
Blagojevich, you know, was reportedly involved when he ran for when Giannoulis ran for state treasurer. I mean, this is not Giannoulis' first foray
mm-hmm.
into public office.
Now, our theme, which I played, which you didn't hear, unless you tuned, we had a little connection problem with the Skype, is Politics and Poker, which was the show about Fiorello LaGuardia over 50 years
right.
ago. And one of the lines in it is, nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
Right. And that was one of the reasons a lot of us made the mistake of thinking that a guy with a name like Blagojevich
mm-hmm.
would not stand much of a chance, because not only could they not spell the name, but many people could not pronounce the name. Now, of course, the entire nation can pronounce the name.
The world.
Spell it. But at the time, I mean, I remember Blagojevich when he was running for state representative. He had recently
mm-hmm.
married Patty Mell, daughter mm-hmm. of 32nd Ward Alderman Dick Mell.
Mm-hmm.
And we had lengthy conversations a couple times over beers at one of the German bars.
Not the Nazi bar.
Oh, no.
He's
no,
Croatian ethnic, isn't he, Blago?
He, no, oh God, no, he's not Croatian. He is Serbian.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh.
Yeah. In fact, his father was active in the guerrilla wars during World War II.
Oh, which side was he on?
What, the Croatians?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Serbs, weren't they with Tito and the communists?
Well, yeah, but remember, in those days, being with Tito and the communists could very often have meant simply that you were not with the Croatians and the Nazis.
Oh, I got you. Oh, that's right.
See,
there was a cleansing after the war.
The Croatians, here's what happened. The Croatians were pro-German. They had their own version of the Nazi party, the Ustashis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When the war began, they allied themselves with Germany.
Right.
They fought Serbia.
Okay.
And the Serbians were, as a matter of convenience, allied
mm-hmm.
with the Soviet Union for two
mm-hmm.
reasons. Number one, the Soviet Union was supplying them with the weapons they needed. But number two, also, remember, the Croatians and the Russians are both Slavs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. That also played into World War I.
Right.
Russia defending the Slavs against Austria.
Sure.
Yeah.
Both are adherents of the Eastern Orthodox faith, whereas
mm-hmm.
the Croatians are Catholics.
Right.
And just like half of the Germans.
I got
and
you. Oh, yeah.
So you had all of these elements. After the Germans were defeated, you had a civil war in Yugoslavia because each of these countries wanted their own independence. And the Soviets, of course, seized the opportunity, came in there, backed Tito to the hilt,
mm-hmm.
even though Tito ultimately did not return the favor. You remember Tito,
right.
first Eastern Bloc leader, to stand up to Joseph Stalin.
And get away with it.
Geography was the only reason he was able to get away with it.
Right. Well, I understand he was very intelligent. We only got a few minutes more, Patrick. What's the what's your forecast for Illinois' the election for governor?
The election for governor, I think Quinn is going to win for governor by
mm-hmm.
a narrow margin.
Oh, really?
And I think Quinn is going to win for governor because, you know, the old saying, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know.
Gotcha.
He's a benign person. He's not crazy. And right now people want a sense of stability.
Now, what's the financial state in Illinois?
Course, but what were you saying?
Is Illinois bankrupt?
Depends what you mean by bankrupt. Are they paying
financial trouble?
No. They're not paying their bills. The the state colleges are in seriously dire straits. Mass transit, which is supposed to get funded by the state, is in serious trouble within 3 or 4 months. They're not declaring bankruptcy, but something has to be done, and something has to be done soon. My guess is what's going to happen is these honors graduates of the Pontius Pilate School of Government are going to wait until after the election, and then they're going to make the hard decisions that need to be made if the whole state is not to go into receivership.
Okay. Quickly, we got a couple minutes. What about your congressional delegation? If Obamacare is forced through, there will be a Republicans will use that as a cudgel to beat the Democrats who are up for reelection or up, you know, or want to run. What's your forecast? A quick assessment of that.
Well, first place, we don't know exactly what form Obamacare is going to take by then. And so it's a little hard to make that kind of guess. But certainly because of the fact that we're in particularly hard times right now, and because of the fact that we've had a rather ineffectual Congress dominated by the Democrats, who didn't always know how to use their power, you're going to have a danger, right? You're going to have danger of a Republican surge, to use another popular term these days, in Congress, and you may end up with a Republican-dominated Congress.
Well, you remember at the turn of the century.
I don't want to tell you that as a bedtime story over there because it'll give you nightmares, but the fact of the matter is that Democrats are in serious trouble right now.
Yeah. Well, you had at the turn of the century, you may remember this, Uncle Joe Cannon was Speaker of the House.
I was not around at the turn of the century.
you know what I mean. And he was from Illinois, and they finally turned him out the way. So we're, by the way, Nancy Pelosi, a lot of people, even out here, even the radical left can't stand her. And we call her Mrs. Botox or NAMBLA Nancy because she supports NAMBLA. But she may be, we're trying to get rid of her, even though the Democrats control this town or the radical left, as we see. Are you preparing for our St. Patrick's Day? What was the line I'm using? Some of the things you didn't want to know about the Irish, tongue in cheek.
Well, you realize, of course, that President of Ireland said to me during an interview a couple of years ago, quote, "We are everywhere." You will
a lot of places we don't want you.
Incidentally, there were the first president of France after.
All right, McMahon.
Was General Patrick McMahon.
Right.
He was descended from one of the wild geese.
Right. Let's get into that. We got about less than a minute, Pat. Yeah, well, let's prepare for that because I think it would be a fun thing. We could. There's a lot of things about the Irish that even I didn't know, and my sister told me we may have some Irish blood, and I said, I'll never admit it. And you remember I got beat up for wearing orange 1 year.
Yes, I know, and rightfully so.
Excuse me. Okay, pal, well, let's prepare for that St. Patrick's Day thing. Let's have some fun with that. And say hello to your daughter and your grandson.
Right.
And your
Katie.
Sister.
And I'll say hello to her, too.
Yeah, and we'll talk again. Listen, thanks for making this effort, and this was fun. I've got a little problem with this Skype. I don't know what the problem is with it. That's why a little difficulty. So we're going to end with where the hell is it? Appropriate song here. yeah, politics and poker. That emphasizes Chicago.
Talk to you next week.
Take care, Pat. Thanks for being on the show, and we'll talk to you St. Patrick's Day.
Bye.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace Bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you...
Well, this is Peter Paul. Thanks for listening. Okay.